From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States and Russia appear not yet to have reached agreement on how to end the violence in Syria. Their respective top diplomats, Secretary of State John Kerry and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, are expected to meet again, perhaps later this week in Geneva. But U.S. spokesman Mark Toner had nothing to announce Wednesday.
I don't have any travel to announce at this time. I can say that the Secretary remains committed to continuing efforts to try and resolve the remaining or outstanding issues in order to reach an arrangement on Syria that will put in place a durable cessation of hostilities, provide humanitarian access to all areas, and lead to a resumption of talks between parties in Geneva.
He said Washington won't agree to an arrangement that doesn't meet U.S. core objectives. University of San Francisco regional analyst Stephen Zunas said one of those likely is the flow of humanitarian aid to besieged areas.
The question, of course, is what can be done both for the immediate situation, but also under what terms. For example, the Syrian regime, backed by the Russians, has been holding out for essential surrender for rebel groups and their supporters and some of the besieged areas.
And Turkey's recent incursion into northern Syria appears to complicate an agreement. Gabon's newly elected president, Ali Bongo, has dismissed European Union criticism of the August 27 election that he won by a thin margin over his main rival, Jean Ping. In a broadcast interview aired Wednesday, Mr. Bongo said fraud took place, insisting that Ping's supporters was behind it. Tuesday, an EU election observer team reported a clear anomaly in a Bongo stronghold with a 99% turnout and a 95% vote for Mr. Bongo, when nationwide only 48% of voters cast ballots. This is VOA News. At an Asian summit Thursday in Laos, President Obama put South Asian tensions front and center, pledging to work to ensure the maritime disputes are resolved peacefully.
We'll continue to work to ensure that disputes are resolved peacefully, including in the South China Sea. The landmark arbitration ruling in July, which is binding, helped clarify maritime rights in the region. I recognize this raises tensions, but I also look forward to discussing how we can constructively move forward together to lower tensions and promote diplomacy and regional stability.
Wednesday, the Philippines published photos of what appear to be Chinese naval ships building an island near Scarborough Shoal in the contested South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman insisted the situation around the reef remains unchanged. In July, the UN Arbitration Court dismissed China's territorial claims, saying it has no historic title to the vast maritime region. The two major U.S. presidential candidates, took part in separate broadcast interviews Wednesday, talking about national security. But Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton was pressed about her handling of classified information while Secretary of State.
Classified material has a header which says top secret, secret, confidential. None of the emails sent or received by me had such a header.
Federal investigators determined Clinton sent a received email on her private server that contained classified information but did not recommend prosecution, although the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation said she was extremely careless in the way she handled the information. The United States accused Russia of sending one of its fighter jets dangerously close to an American surveillance craft over the Black Sea Wednesday. Moscow said it acted in accordance with international flight rules and reacted after the U.S. aircraft approached its border. The Pentagon said the Russian Su-27 flew to within 3 meters of its Navy P-8A aircraft. The U.S. conducted two airstrikes in southern Somalia earlier this week that killed 4 al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab militants. The U.S. Africa Command said Monday's strikes in Toro Toro in Lower Shabelle region were in response to an attack by a large group of armed al-Shabaab fighters on a joint counterterror operation carried out by the U.S. and Somalia. The U.N. mission to Democratic Republic of Congo Wednesday said it transported dozens of fighters loyal to former South Sudanese Vice President Riek Machar to the DRC for medical treatment. They were described as being in bad shape. Machar himself sought medical treatment in the DRC and is now reportedly in Sudan. China's imports rose in August, the first hike in 2 years, up from July's more than 12% plunge. Meanwhile, Japan revised its second quarter growth to 0.2% from flat, but lower than the first quarter's 2.1% gain. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.